the bank billing and cash management. In this chapter you will learn, there's an introduction on managing cash deals, scanning efficiency, bagging rules, float cash, cash refunds. So in this chapter basically how a cash deal is operated, what are the norms, what are the standard open procedures they by the organization which is followed by the head cashier needs to be adhered to. So this is going to help you how efficiently you can do a faster checkout. By the end of this chapter you should be able to understand gift vouchers, credit card handling, handling counterfeit notes, employee discounts, manual bill book. So gift vouchers are normally vouchers which is equivalent to cash. So there are corporate types which happens as said in earlier. I will give you an example. If there's an IT company and there's an employee of the month, there are parameters. So this IT company buys gift vouchers as a price, as a token of appreciation from different departmental stores or hypermarket. The person who has won can use this gift vouchers as an instrument to pay for the merchandise, whatever he wants to buy or shop. Credit card handling is how to handle customer's credit card. Handling counterfeit notes, so probably there are fake notes being circulated. So how to handle that, so that's handling counterfeit notes. Employee discount, so every organization gives discounts to their employees as a benefit. So how to handle that, that has to be covered in this. Manual bill books, so in case the systems are down, there are manual bill books provided. So how to use those manual bill books. So that will be covered under this chapter, under this sub-point. Retail is a cash business, as after shopping is done, customer pays his bill at any of the numbered cash till manned by a cashier. So what happens when a customer exits, when a customer has finished his or her shopping, he or she takes the trolley or the basket to the cash till counter. And he or she comes, he has to pay for the merchandise which has been shopped or picked up. So billing and payment process takes time, as most often there is already a customer cash till doing billing. Normally your cash tills have ending evening and there are a lot of customers. So there are more number of customers and somebody might be always, the person has come for billing has to wait because there would be someone waiting. The resultant waiting time for every customer apart from the billing time. So when a customer is standing in the queue, that's the waiting time. It cannot be calculated as a billing time. The billing time normally starts once the customer, when the cashier starts greeting the customer is greeted and he starts scanning the product. So that would be the billing time, that's the definition of the billing time compared to a waiting time. So waiting time is different compared to a billing time. Cash supervisor supervises this front end cash process and intervenes to support as required. So there is a cash supervisor, or normally the person is called head cashier. He supervises all this cash till, whatever the billing activity of the cash till comes, this comes under his jurisdiction, or this comes under his purview. The entire section comes under the head cashier. The head cashier ensures readiness at every cash till by deputing skilled cashier and supporting them with required tools. So when a head cashier comes on the shift before store opening, so normally there are two head cashiers depending on the size of the store. So in case if this smaller size store, there would be only one head cashier. If there's a bigger store, there are two head cashiers. So the head cashier comes in the shift, he takes a round of all the cash till, he ensures the POS machine, the point of sale machines are working. He ensures that as per the roster, all cashiers who are supposed to be there on the roster for that particular day have reported to the work. He ensures that the cashier gets float. And the float, I'll just give you a brief idea. Float is the amount of the money needed for opening a cash till. So normally a float is 1050 rupees given to the cashier so that he goes on that till and start doing transaction. So this money is used to give change to the customer. Float will come, there is a detailed explanation coming ahead in the next few slides. So the float is issued, the manual bill book is issued, the cashier has a stapler with him, so when a customer does a card billing, the charge slip is stapled along with the bill. So these are the required tools, manual bill book, stapler or pen, all these tools the head cashier needs to provide to the cashier. During the day, the excess currency over and above the float cash is transferred to the back office with pickup sheet filled and signed. So normally when an amount increases or excesses from 25 to 40,000 in a day, when a cashier has collected an amount which excesses over float, different for organization follows different rules. Some follow on 10,000, some follow on 25,000. So moment a cashier has 11,000 or 12,000 in on the cash tail, the head cashier comes, he removes the 10,000 and he only keeps 1050 in the POS tail. Now again, this is not a standard. 1050 is not a standard amount. Most of the retailers, they follow this. So what is done, the excess amount is removed and it's taken to the back office and stored in a storage, or those stored in a locker. So once this is done, a pickup sheet is filled and it's signed by the head cashier as well as the cashier. Now excess cash, this is again to reduce the risk of losing the cash or a cashier misusing it. The cash is a very valid audit point and it's proposed by the internal auditors, and it reduces the risk of the cash being used by the cashier, or if a cashier misplaces in any amount, he has to pay from his or her salary. So excess cash is always taken and kept in the locker or kept in a safe storage area. Most of the customer interaction with staff happens at the cash counter. So which is, this sentence is quite self-explanatory. A customer does interaction at the sales staff, but maximum interaction happens at the cash counter. Cash counter must be kept very efficient and manned at all times. So a head cashier, when he comes during his shift or when he comes to the floor, he takes a round with his checklist. He needs to ensure that the cash tills are manned with efficient and fast. The billing is happening on a very smooth and faster pace. And the cleanliness, he has to ensure the cash tills are neat and clean. There is no clutter, there is no no dirt, or there is no the bags are kept, the shopping bags are loaded, it's kept. The housekeeping person is there to keep, to bag the customer products or keep the products into the bag. Cash tills are very working condition. There is no electricity issue, or there is the EDCs. The EDC is a machine where you swipe the credit card. The machines are working. There is the settlement done previous night. So he basically does a lot of things as per the checklist. There are 10-15 pointers in the checklist which he goes through, and he has to ensure the cash tills are manned properly with, and all cashiers are equipped with adequate tools. Customer is greeted by cashier who then scans the product, bills them while checking the MRP. So every cashier has been trained to smile, greet the customer. Now it is the responsibility of head cashier to ensure and stand at the cash till and observe whether the cashiers are wishing or greeting or not. So once, if they are not doing it, the head cashier needs to correct them. They need to ensure that every customer is greeted. Once the customer is greeted, then the cashier starts scanning the product and he simultaneously checks the MRP. So when he scans the product, the MRP is 100, he needs to cross check on the screen whether the amount has come 100 or not. Now if there is an offer, the 100 rupees product is on 50% off, when he scans it, he needs to cross check that if the product is on 50% off, then the tail should show 50 rupees. So he also cross checks the MRP as well. The cashier informs the total bill amount to the customer and accepts the payment in cash, credit or debit card, and also credit note or coupon or gift vouchers as per policy. So moment the scanning is done, the customer informs that this is a bill value and he or she needs to pay so and so. So most of the retailers have a standard screen where they ask customer whether he or she wants to pay by cash or by credit card. And another alternative mode is normally coupons or gift vouchers. So customer says, okay, he wants to pay by gift vouchers. The cashier follows the policy, he accepts the gift voucher, checks the bill amount, checks the voucher. In case the voucher are insufficient, then he would ask for cash or card payment and do the billing. Customer is politely requested to keep the bill copy in hand for verification by security guard at the exit of the store. So most of, once the billing is done, the cashier needs to hand over the balance amount if it's paid by cash. By two hands, it's a respect. So bill amount and the cash is handed over to the customer, or a credit card and the charge slip is handed over along with the bill to the customer. So once the bill is provided and is handed over to the customer, the cashier educates the customer to keep the bill handy so that while they are doing an exit, the guard will request and they will put a thank you stamp or visit again or delivered stamp on that. So that verification happens at the exit and the cashier educates customer to keep it handy. The required housekeeping message to the carry bags or trolley to the exit. So in case of an electronic retailer if a customer has bought and big size or a heavy merchandise, if he's got a geyser or bought in a plasma TV, or in case of groceries, he's bought food grains in money bags, there should be a housekeeping person available at the cash till to assist the customer at the exit. So probably if customers bought a car, the housekeeping person goes till the car parking, ensures the product is handed over to the customer, is kept in the car which is parked, or help in getting in public transport. So that is the help provided by the store in way of giving a housekeeping at the cash tills. In order to delight the customer, the cashier has to always present a cheerful face and engage the customer to keep waiting time lesser. So in case of customer delight, patient always has to smile, has a pleasing personality, talk to the customer, take feedback, ask him about the ambience of the store, keep the customer engaged so that the customer doesn't get irate for the waiting time which has incurred in case the customer has to wait for a longer period or a longer time. Every product has a barcode which is scanned so that details are automatically fetched by the computer. So in advent of computers, most of the product has barcodes that needs to be scanned, so it captures all details. So the moment you scan a barcode, it will display, the system will display what type of product is and what the barcode, what the price of the product is, what is the price of the product. There is no barcode or it's spoiled, manual punching of data is required. So this normally happens in case of frozen foods when it's kept in chiller or freezer. So when a customer picks a butter or when he picks an ice cream, now because of sweating or because once the product is out of the freezer, there's the water which is condensed, which comes out. So the cashier is not able to scan the barcode. So in that case, the cashier needs to wipe the barcode and try to scan it. And if it's not being scanned, then the cashier needs to punch in the normally the barcodes start from 6 digit to 16 digit. So the cashier needs to manually punch the barcode, the SKU data, and ensure the correct data is captured. All these are manually recorded and informed to head cashier to take up with consent for correction. Now, chances are there is a power outage, there is no power, so the cashier is not able to bill the product on electronic system. So in that case, a manual bill book has to be provided. So cashier will write down all the details of the SKU, will write the amount, he takes the money on via cash or by credit card. If it's cash payment, he handles the remaining amount with the money with the bill, or if it's a credit card, then he staples the charge slip with the bill and hand over the manual bill to the customer. So once the customer has left and once the systems are up, normally the cashier needs to punch the manual bill into the system within 24 hours or 48 hours as per the SOP of the organization. So in case possibility of doing manual bill is, one is power outage. Second issue is if the offer is not updated. So if a particular product was available on 50%, but on scanning it is still showing on the same amount, the chances are that it's not updated and the cashier has to do a manual bill. So if this offer is not updated, the cashier informs the head cashier. It is the duty of head cashier to inform the store manager and requested IT team to get the issue resolved. Scanning efficiency is equal to total number of items barcode scanned successfully. So normally there is different timelines followed. So if a cashier's efficiency is always calculated into number of items scanned by the barcode scanned successfully. So there are different organizations follow different processes, there are different tests conducted to check efficiency of the cashiers. Total number of items billed at the counter. Generally the norm is at least 95%, the higher the scan efficiency, the faster is billing and greater the accuracy. So this is basically a formula to check the efficiency of the cashier, how fast he can scan, how what is his efficiency, how fast billing he or she can do it, which will result into customer delight and customer satisfaction. Actual billing is when the products are put in plastic bags by cashier or a dedicated housekeeping staff called as a bagger. So normally there is a housekeeping staff standing behind. So the cashier scans the product, takes the amount, does the billing, and the simultaneously once the amount is paid by cash or card, there is a bagger, there is a person who stands behind the cashier, starts putting the product into a bag, and he ensures that once the bill is handed over, the product is handed to the customer. So that's normally the job of the bagger. Bagger looks at customer trolley to access number of items and get a rough idea on regular shape, large or small scale in the trolley. So the bagger, it is the responsibility of bagger to check what all products customer has shopped or what all billings are still pending. So the bagger normally will see if a customer has bought both food and non-food product. So normally there is a standard opening procedure, all food products are kept together, all non-food products are packed together. So in case of this, if customer bought a footwear, now that footwear will not be kept, will not be mixed with food article. So it will be kept with non-food, probably with soap. So it's again a basic, general, common sense and common knowledge. So with all things will go, with all things not will go, that is packed accordingly. So probably an ice cream product or butter or cheese would be packed together. Something which will get something which has come out of chiller phase or might damage in apparel. So it will be not kept with a shirt or a trouser which customer has bought. So according the cash, the bagger will scan and he'll use different bag. If the customer has bought his own bag, he will use different bags for it. In case customer has not bought, he will pack it in different bags as per the products which customer has bought. Whether bags are chargeable, the first check if customer is if he's already carrying a bag or wants to purchase it. So there is a notification from the Environment Ministry of Environment. Now most of the states are charging carry bags. There is a price which customer needs to pay. So if customer has not, the cashier needs to ask whether he wants a bag or not. The customer wants a bag or not. The customer says yes, he wants a bag. The cashier needs to say okay, there is a charge involved and the customer needs to pay for it. In case the customer says no, he doesn't want the bag and he wants to carry it as is, the customer goes, the cashier proceeds and does the billing. In case the customer says yes, he is interested in having a bag, the cashier charges for the bag and the bagger starts, he removes the bag and starts cutting the merchandise. Very side walls by placing large and flat products on the side. So if a customer says he wants a shopping bag, the bagger will start placing the products on the side. Large products, the side walls of the bag are first used. The large and flat products have stuff at the side of the bags. Because firm base, we are placing heavier products below and the lighter items above the shelf. So, if a customer has shopped for tomatoes and he shopped for soaping bars or bathing bars, what the bagger will do is just first place the bathing bars below and then he will put tomatoes on top of it. So all these things have been trained to the bagger and to the cashier. In case the bagger is not available, the cashier is also trained and in such way the billing happens. So in case if the customer has bought biscuits, probably the soap bars will be kept down, tomatoes will be kept at one side and biscuits probably would be kept or would be placed in the bag accordingly. Following points also called as bagging rules must be adhered to. Put a food and non-food items in a separate bag, which I have already explained in my previous slide. Food is different, non-food is kept different, so all soaps will be kept together, biscuits and food will be packed separately. Put perishable products separately. So any product of vegetables and any perishable products, fruits and vegetables, butter or cheese will be packed separately in separate bags. Put chilled products in a separate bag to prevent dampness, moisture from spreading onto the other products. So all cheese, butter, frozen peas, frozen parathas, all are kept packed separately. It's not mixed with apparels or it's not mixed with fruits and vegetables. It's not mixed with any other product. Handle glass or fragile product with care to avoid breakages. So any glass product which comes under general merchandise, any crockery, any glass, sugar, any product, tea sets are packed separately. There is a bubble wrap which being used or there are papers which used. Fragile products are packed separately so that to avoid breakages.
do not put
many items in single bike, else it will become heavy and might break. So if a customer doesn't want to, customer has bought one single bag or he has bought only one bag, you cannot put more items in single bag because it will become heavy, it will result into breaking. So bag will break and the customer will not be able to carry it. At the beginning, the customer convenience of managing coins and change of float cash in all possible denomination is allocated to each cashier. Now, a float cash is always given to a cashier when he or she comes to a shift. Now, this float is normally 1050 rupees given to a cashier to start the counter, and you change in case the customer has given an amount which is bigger than, or which is not the exact amount of this of his invoice amount. So this 1050 would be in form of 100 rupee note or 10 rupee, 20 rupee, 50 rupee note. This is different denominations we have become have used in a float amount. So every cashier is being given 1050 to start a tell. Head cashier takes the cashier acknowledgement on float register for having received the cash. So moment the cashier reports to the store, he goes to the head cashier issues him a bag which contains manual bill book, which contains stapler, it contains pen, plus it would contain 1050 in different denominations, which is 100 rupee note, 50 rupee note, 10 or 20 rupees plus coins. So the head cashier takes signature on the float register against the name of the person and hands over the cash to the cashier. Return operations at the front end cash counter results in cash collected from customers. So moment the cashier goes on the cash tail with 1050 amount or the float amount, he starts the billing, and whenever customer pays cash, the cashier collects and puts in a counter.